The background story, part B. Some enlightened people in different parts of India had previously advised Swamiji to go to the West, where his interpretation of Hinduism might be properly appreciated. At first, Swamiji did not pay much attention to them, but when he later heard about the Parliament of Religions, which was to be held in Chicago in 1893, he expressed his desire to attend it, thinking that it might help him in carrying out his divine mission. In the last lap of his journey, he came to Kanyakumari, where sitting on the prominent rock just off the main coast, he reviewed his experiences during his wanderings and meditated deeply on India, her past, present and future, the causes of her downfall and the means for her resurrection. All this flashed through his mind, and he took the momentous decision to go to the West to raise funds for the uplift of the Indian masses. In exchange, he decided he would give the rich spiritual treasures that India has accumulated through the centuries and that he himself had inherited from his master. With his decision, he returned to the mainland, but still he was not sure whether the plan was in accordance with the divine will. He prayed and prayed for days together to the mother and to his master for guidance. Shortly afterwards, a symbolic dream convinced him that he had the needed divine command. He saw the figure of Sri Ramakrishna walking from the seashore into the ocean, beckoning him to follow. Further, Holy Mother Sri Sharda Devi, to whom he had written earlier, sent her consent and blessings. All doubts were now gone. He was determined to go. Finally, with the money collected by his young disciples by begging from door to door, as well as that given by the Maharaja of Mysore, the Raja of Ramnath and the Raja of Khetri, Swamiji sailed for America from Mumbai, then Bombay, on 31st May 1893, arrival in America and becoming a delegate. Swamiji reached Chicago at the end of July via Colombo, Singapore, Japan and Vancouver. Arriving there, he was shocked to learn from the Information Bureau that the Parliament of Religions would not commence until September and that no delegate would be admitted without proper credentials from a bona fide organization. Moreover, the time for admittance and registration of delegates was already over. Swamiji did not have any credentials whatsoever. In sending Swamiji his disciples in Chennai, then Madras, in their unbounded enthusiasm and faith, and taken it for granted that he had only to appear and he should be given a chance. The Swami too did not foresee the difficulties in the way, as he was sure he was moving towards the fulfillment of a divine mission.